That's not news.
Indeed, indeed. After way too long, way too many weeks, Not News makes a triumphant return. Shane Anderson, welcome back. Welcome back. How are you?
Good morning, Nick. I'm not sure if this return is going to really count as triumphant. It's a bit of a... I mean, it's part of my slow decline.
What? Slow decline into what?
Into, I don't know, the bottom of the bin where all the bin juice is and all the Not News seeps into. I don't know. I feel like this is every week I sift through all the awful news and I'm doing it for the listeners at my own expense.
All right. Well, you know, let's make it pay.
Yeah. Look, first up, there is a special place in hell reserved for everything Halloween.
This is controversial in Australia at the moment.
It is controversial in Australia at the moment, isn't it? Well, I'm all about controversy. And look, it's Halloween coming up. I mean, it's on Monday, but this weekend is when everyone's going to be celebrating.
Because who wants a party on a Monday?
I'll do it, but okay, all right. Not for Halloween. Oh. I mean, each year it rolls around. I feel like these kind of commercial holidays get featured on Not News every time they show up, and Halloween is really no exception. There's been a lot of news about, like, what costume will you wear this year? Like, where will you get your Halloween costumes from? What's the real meaning of Halloween? It's all pointless. The costumes are reinforcing depressing gender stereotypes. The Halloween decorations are bad for the environment. The day means absolutely nothing.
I couldn't agree more, and certainly when I was a kid, it was unheard of in Australia. You'd watch American shows, they'd be celebrating Halloween, you had literally no idea what they were talking about.
Totally, and now you walk around the streets, and I feel like from when I was a kid, there's been a big rise in Halloween. Like, a lot of houses in my neighbourhood have got lots of decorations, and they've gone all out. It's like Christmas for morbid stuff.
Christmas for morbid stuff. All right, it goes in the bin.
Yeah, definitely. And second, Not News this week, we have... We're going to start with the real news of the New Zealand elections, which resulted in Jacinda Ardern, who is the head of the Labour Party. She's not only one of the youngest prime ministers, but she's female and she's Maori. And it's amazing, amazing news. But all we've been hearing about this week is her cat.
Really? I missed this entirely.
That surprises me, Nick, because you are a cat person.
I am a cat person. I normally can smell cat news from like 50 metres away.
I think you should look up a photo because the cat is called Paddles and it has a Twitter account called First Cat of New Zealand.
First Cat of New Zealand.
Which has been getting more headlines than in Australia, at least, than her first few days as Prime Minister.
That is a good looking cat.
It's called Paddles. I mean, it's cute, but this is a huge political event.
I know. But and, have you seen his paws?
And everyone zones in on the paws. Yes, its paws look like paddles, hence its name.
You're right. It's not news. It is not news in any way, shape, or form. Excuse me while I just bookmark this Instagram page. Sorry.
Follow. look, and finally, for Not News, there is Lonely Planet announced their best in travel for 2018.
Sorry, keep going. Sorry.
Number three on the list
yeah.
is our beloved Canberra.
We were so proud. After, what was it? Seville and...
Detroit. Yes. Detroit, which I'm only familiar with as the setting for the sitcom Home Improvement.
I'm more familiar with it as the crumbling, decaying city that is the setting for every major crime TV show when you need somewhere terrifying to set it.
Yeah, and then Canberra.
It's Canberra.
I mean, I love Questacon. Just going to throw that out there. Questacon is a great place. But try telling Canberra... Try saying that Canberra is a hidden gem to the busloads of primary school students standing on the lawn of Parliament House each year on what is the most boring school excursion they will ever undertake. I find the transformation into like of Canberra into like a hipster paradise is so bizarre. It's so bizarre.
It's pretty bizarre for nearly anyone who lives in Canberra, as far as I can tell, who was scratching their heads nearly as hard as Sydney. And as someone once pointed out, the great thing about visiting Canberra is otherwise you wouldn't know the joy of leaving it.
That's true. The emotional roller coaster of like the oversized milkshakes, the wide streets, the public servants, the like phone towers up on the hills.
I'll say my favourite bit of not news or was the Daily Telegraph's coverage, who gave this news about Canberra becoming one of the top three places in the world to visit, about an inch and a half of bitter column news, like really mean-spirited.
Shout out to the Daily Telly.
That is the Sydney way of doing it. Make sure no other city ever feels okay about themselves.
Oh, yeah, it's our job to take everyone else down.
100%. While all this was happening, while we were looking at cats, while we were thinking about Halloween, while we were going with the national pastime of dumping on Canberra, what did we miss?
Yeah, look, I've been following this on Not News for quite a while. I talked a couple of months ago about how the UN was bringing in a treaty to ban nuclear weapons. Yes. And Australia not only didn't want to vote and didn't agree with it, but was lobbying other countries to also not agree with it because we just love nuclear weapons
you
here
can
in
pry
Australia.
Pry them out of our cold, dead hands.
Well, over the past couple of weeks, the Nobel Peace Prize was awarded to the International Campaign to Abolish Nuclear Weapons for their work getting this treaty tabled at the
UN. I remember that.
Now, this group actually started in Australia.
I remember that.
That is so cool that this originated in Australia, but it just shows you how like diverse the opinions of the people are compared to the opinions of the government. And they've actually sent an open letter to the Australian government calling on them to just kind of open their eyes, really. It's all right to hate giant apocalyptic firebombs. Like, the impact of one nuclear weapon going off is catastrophic, and we have seen it before. And the fact that the Australian government isn't even a nuclear country but gets a lot of money from selling uranium.
Yes.
And is okay with this, especially this year when kind of global politics has hit this peak of kind of pot shots with a nuclear threat behind them. I think it's really important that we should pay attention not only to what's happening on this global level, but also get involved in calling on the government to rethink their stance on nuclear weapons, as the international campaign has done.
Yes, very much so. And, you know, just to throw in my own two cents, it was very noticeable that there was no word of congratulations from the government around that Nobel Prize at all.
It wasn't even mentioned.
Yeah. Now, I would say that normally we'd wrap that up and we'd do this again next week, but you're actually going to be here tomorrow while I'm away doing the entire breakfast show and again on Monday.
I know. I've started brewing the coffee already.
Yeah, dude. You've got to wait till it's really viscous. Like, if you can tip it, it shouldn't start moving out of the mug for about a minute afterwards.
Okay. Like the Milo strategy.
Yeah, absolutely. It's going to be a blast. So do not forget, I'm not here tomorrow. You get Shane Anderson for an entire 3 hours, both Friday and Monday. Shane, thank you very much.
Thank you, Nick.